escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
That big old sack. Pickle it.
Start off first by saying hello. And secondly, I'd like to say, Dan in Columbia, we got your email. You know, it's a I thought it was just one song. Three different, I don't want to call them songs, but audio pieces. So we'll actually feature them one entire day. I mean, not a whole show, but like.
Yeah, Dan needs his own segment.
It won't be in the sack segment or not. And
now,
also,
watch him get mad at that. Watch him get pissed.
Well, I'm not going to say what I was going to say, but
is he moody?
You know what? He's going through some crap. I did talk to him because I do reach out when sometimes when I talk crap about people on the radio, I'll reach out to them later, passive aggressively, and say, "Hey, we're good, right?" That was just a thing. But he kind of figured that out about me, and I said, "I just want to, you do all this stuff for us. I just want to make sure you know you don't take it to heart. You know, it's just." All ball busting stuff. Things I have to remind Paige once a week.
Yep.
And I'm kidding. He said, okay, well, you know, I wanted to make sure you're good. And he's like, well, it's funny. And somebody says, what's funny you ask? You're like, God, I hate I did.
He's got carte blanche. I mean, we're going to play whatever he sends in.
Yeah.
Might not like everything, but it's going to get played.
And I think that's what's awesome about us is because. First off, a lot of shows like have someone on staff that actually like does that as a job. I mean, like literally.
Yeah.
I mean, they will do that. But this is a guy for, I want to say since 06. See, the S's are coming back.
That's not good.
Well, not to upset Tommy.
Oh, okay.
I was talking about when I had to go to speech class when I was a kid because of my S's.
okay.
I'm in speech.
I did. And that in turn turned me into a diabetic. Because my treats for doing my S's right were Baby Ruth candy bars.
Oh, I love those.
Well, so did Sloth.
Okay.
Diabetic S's. Could you make your ears wiggle like Sloth? Hmm. That's how they knew you were ready for a treat.
No.
Tell old Spitz over here that can't talk, you know, make his ears wiggle if he wants
to. You know, I was thinking, the reason they can't redo that movie again is because how do they explain Sloth in today's world? Like, how did they even do that?
They wouldn't be scared of him because people would boycott it and protest it. Well, why are you scared of somebody that's different?
Well, I mean...
Was he just... How like old was Sloth?
He was definitely older than
There's
the kids.
A whole backstory to it. Like, he has, like, a middle name and everything. Mm. It's not, like, Wicca fiction either. It's like there's a whole backstory to it.
Well, Sloth was a big, ugly dude.
Yeah, but he... Like, they say specifically in the movie, though... It's because he fell out of his crib and hit his head a lot as a kid.
God dang.
I mean, they say that.
That's a bit of
Yeah, because like Mother Fratelli at one point says, oh, did you hit your head again? And I'm like, God bless. And so how did that? What's the treatment with that today?
She went on to open her place in Myrtle Beach for a wet t-shirt contest.
That was Mother Fletcher's.
Was her cousin.
Mother Fratelli, she's the one who got thrown from a train. Or stop her, his mom, she would shoot you or something, right?
How do you get dropped so many times your ears start to wiggle when you get happy?
I don't know. I mean, teach me. Also, how to move your pecs. I'd like to do that as well.
All right.
I only do that when I go over a bridge. You know? Paige, you know what I'm talking about.
Jiggle and wiggle wherever I go.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you go over like a railroad tracks, it's just like you're getting punched left and right.
No.
Uppercut. Boom, boom, boom.
I'm not talking about walking down the street, Chubby. We're talking about driving.
He wasn't talking about... See, she's going to read that the wrong way.
I don't know what you're saying.
She loves it.
Boobies. Okay. Bounce up and hit you in the face.
Paige loves it when you keep her in check once in a while.
She's more than just boobs, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's got a nice... Rear end on her.
She's
too.
Starting to work on it, son. It's almost there. Keep doing those butt blasters.
Okay. Don't even give.
I think it's fine.
Now he's harassing me.
There's only one thing I would change about you.
say.
You sitting on my face right now.
Welcome to Odyssey Corporate Training. All right. He was just reciting a line for the next video.
Oh, my
Let's
God.
Oh, are we on?
We're auditioning for the next corporate training video.
They don't use any of their own staff. They call us talent. But yet they go hire actors to play these little webinar HR. Like, we could write these and do them real life way better.
We've been trying to get on there. Who we got to reach out to?
At this point, Fat Boy would do like
the don't.
Zach Morris would go, all right, cut.
Time out.
This is where, time out, yeah.
This is where Fat Boy tells her.
All right, time out. This is where Matt Man went over the line. He was already talking about Paige's boobs, but she kind of seemed to like it. She was flirting back with it, but then he went too far. All right.
This is called an aggressive environment.
This is called the male sack.
And she wants to wax any part on you guys, but you won't let her.
She's giving it back to him. This is called retaliatory harassment, which is also not okay. He implied that he would like her to ride his face like a go-kart.
I didn't say ride it. I just said sitting on it.
Like a bicycle seat. This is not okay. She's also pregnant, and he's not allowed to talk about it.
Yeah, I'm not pregnant.
You're the father.
Don't put that
Wait a minute.
Out there.
You're on card, Maury. You are not the father.
It's even his kid, and he's still not allowed to talk about it.
You know what would have been great if some of the showrunners on Maury would have handed him a card that said, Maury, you're the father.
He's like, oh.
Turns out, I'm the father.
Oh, Connie walks up.
Connie walks up, starts beating him over the head with some chopsticks.
Flipping the crowd off.
Microphones and various media objects. All right, here we go. The Rise Guys at AOL.com. I'm reading these in order. Hello, Rise Guys, and particularly Matthew for right now. These blanking listeners are such jackasses. First of all, it's y'all's show. You talk about whatever you want to talk about. Secondly, it's cool that you talk about yourself and your life. And we, okay, I thought they were being aggressive. And we really, really get to know you. I've only met you in person 3 or 4 times. But I feel like I really... That's the weirdest... I know. I was thinking exactly what you... 3 or 4 times.
That's a lot, buddy. That's a good, many.
But, like, it was not significant enough to remember exactly. Like, I can tell you I've met Jelly Roll 3 times.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I got COVID from him the one.
You wouldn't recognize him now because he's down over 200 pounds.
I wouldn't. I probably...
Did you meet Bunny? Because I like her.
She was in the same room. Big Brown, I think, had an interaction with her.
Oh,
hey guys, yeah, there's
jealous.
Bunny Roll.
I like her.
Did he call her Bunny Roll?
I don't know if he even called her by name.
Usually calls her Mama, right? He's like, "Hey, Mama," because they do that thing.
That night is the night he gave me COVID. So maybe she was on the other side of the room to dodge him, and she should have told us, "Hey." Meet and greet with guy with COVID.
Jelly's got COVID. You said he was loading up on the barbecue plates too.
Tearing it up. Henry Smokehouse was there catering it. My God.
Oh, I would have too.
I was like,
macaroni.
Just give me that plate of, or give me that whole tin of sweet potato casserole. Anyway, we're going to read this email.
Please.
Further. I'll start at this part. I think it's cool that you talk about yourself and your life, and we really, really get to know you. I've only met you in person 3 or 4 times, but I really feel like I know you and like we're good friends because you were so open on the show for 22 plus years. Oh, I never wore 22. I only wore an 1820. It's as big as I went. Some of us think farm animals are cool, so screw the haters. They're probably Yankees anyway. These people need to realize to be grateful for this show because without it, it would be stuck with some other BS. I know what it was like around here prior to 2003. Michael Dorn. I'm going to read the whole thing. Michael Dorn. It's what it says. Michael Dorn. Dorn's Landscape Services, LLC. Typos courtesy of my iPhone. I don't think he had any.
That's where I wish I had Dave Guido on command so he could do his Lou Brown impersonation. Getting around the ball, Dorn.
Dorn. Yeah, he probably hates it. Probably hates it.
He does it so perfectly.
Thank you, Michael Dorn.
Dorn. P1 Dorny. Dorned up.
I appreciate.
Be so Dorny.
I appreciate you so much for, God darn it. I can hear it now. You all can hear it right now. Matthew. That's too close. Her is a ghost.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. God, like, take 5 minutes
it's
to
like a nightmare.
Say hello to each other.
Oof.
I appreciate what he's saying. I do understand, though, like, if... What's something, Fat Boy, you like that I don't really probably, you think I probably don't care much about, but something you're really into?
Oh, God.
Bowling?
Yeah, you can do that. You can say that.
You don't like bowling?
I mean, I'm not into it. It's, again, it's an activity to drink with.
Golf? Would you say golf? Maybe. I like golf. You got a set of clubs you can't find.
That's because they're in the camo bag. That's the funniest thing ever, but I did lose him for a period.
I got so mad.
30 days later, I found
him. I got so mad when those came down. I was like, God, you got the one guy that don't even care.
What?
You're going to lose yours. Like, let me get a set.
You know what? Maybe we'll become friends again. Dunlop, are they still in business?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, that'll get them back, me asking that. Right? Jesus Christ.
We're just checking.
Well, I was just checking. Times change. I don't go down 291 as much as I used to.
Hey, if I pass TaylorMade on the way home, let me get some balls.
Right.
Let me stop in and get some balls.
But they came out with, back when it was cool to be a redneck. You know, now it's looked at as, it's a political thing.
Yep.
But they came out with a series called the Redneck Series, and the golf bag was camo. And then the clubs, they didn't have any kind of flag on them or anything, but they just had the word redneck on there, and it was written in kind of a country script. And they gave me the set of golf clubs and literally gave them to me the day I just said, we've had a golf tournament for 5 years and I don't even play the damn game. And then all of a sudden this dude pops up with me like, I don't know how much. I mean, they were very, very nice.
Yep.
Like very, I still have them.
They were sponsored by Confederama.
They're still, and so they were not. It said proud on one club and boys on the other. What does that mean?
Put them together.
Maybe I had it backwards. Maybe it was boys proud.
It says stand down but stand by when you flip the
isn't
club
it proud month? Who knows? Anyway, Michael. So sometimes people will talk about stuff that you just don't give two craps about.
Darn it.
You know, but you. So when you don't care, you develops a little agitation, and then the agitation grows and grows and grows. Like women, let's say you dribble a little bit when you pee, when you go in and get it on the seat or anything.
You won't
ever recover from it. You won't ever recover from it. You'll always be a sloppy pisser is what she'll call
you. A dribbler.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's all you hear about.
It's all you'll hear about.
Like, you know what? Why do we have carpet in the bathroom?
And that will probably lead to divorce.
So it would smell because boys can't aim.
Maybe I'm missing on purpose.
Well, sorry. We wasn't born with a Gatling gun like y'all were. With your blunderbuss. I know. I was going to take it all the way right there. I didn't do it.
We'll take a little break.
Yeah, please. We should.
Blunderbeeve.
Make sure that the transmitter is still working.
Anybody in there?
Yeah, pay some bills.
We'll pay some bills. But yes, so I get it.
Good job, Dorn.
I get what he's saying. The, you know, certain thing, especially when I, and it, you know who it embarrasses more than anything? I'll tell you right now. My, I almost said damn daughter, but my daughter is because it's like, Dad, you were on there saying this about eggs, and that's not right. I'm like, I know. I got 14 emails and 26 DMs and all that telling me that I'm a part-time. There you go, Dan. Part-time farmer. Write that one.
Ooh,
part-time farmer.
Talk about egg juice on the eggs and how they poop them out.
Well, I don't know the terminology. I'm like a, you know, a pre-med doctor who's not fully got his license yet, but he doesn't know all the lingo.
Intern.
Yeah. So, I mean, big deal. I asked the question, if I went and sat on the egg, would it hatch?
No, it would break.
You know that now because all the farmers that were texting in and people that went to school. Nevertheless, the Rise Guys at AOL.com. And we'll read some more of this and react right after this. Good morning.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. Rise Guys.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
.com. This is a request by Paige.
It's a special request. And I don't care what their sexuality is. I like this song too.
Yeah. God dang it. Okay. Something's up. I didn't know if that was the edit for the first one, if that was the remix, but
something is up with this.
Yeah, this ain't right.
I thought that earlier for the one song.
Yeah, I was like, is this the Creed thing? This is an odd edit.
Well, this is just the regular music. I think you did it wrong.
Oh, something's in the system, man. This ain't good.
Well, stop it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
I was playing Ass Man because it's Pride Month.
I think I got another one. I got another Ass Man, but I appreciate what you're trying to do. But something happens in here when I convert stuff, man. There's a bug somewhere.
Well, I know. I think it's, when you say bug, I think it might be some maggots.
Which is a fly without wings, technically.
Well, baby and fly. I hope you didn't just tune in and hear the last part of that.
Yeah.
All
right.
Wow.
If you did, you should have been listening the whole time.
Right. All right, let's get back to some of these emails, because I've read one. From Michael Dorn.
Morning.
Okay, this one's out of left field. You have to remind me with this call. Hey, Rise Guys, Saviors of Morning Radio. Here's my question about the guy whose ex has HIV. So the ex tells him she has HIV, and I think he still has feelings for her. That's the real problem. Why else would he care if she had it or not? I think the current girlfriend ain't scared of HIV. She's scared of losing her man back to his ex, the one with HIV. Oh, even God. If she has HIV. Boy, I feel like this is sponsored by HIV. Even if she has HIV, I'm thinking the current girlfriend doesn't want to take a chance on losing him. Could you imagine losing your partner to someone with a terminal illness? That's got to be a huge ego blow. Mike D. from Forest City.
God, it would be.
P.S. I think his girl, Shoutle, leave him now. He meant should, but the Shuttle. D and the L changed places.
Whoops.
Shuttle.
That little red underline thing, Mike.
Shuttle.
In Forcite, means misspelled. But nevertheless, yeah, that's the one where the guy went back home for something. He had moved away.
Yep.
Found out his high school sweetheart had HIV, which, again, now it's not a death sentence, right?
I want to talk to that guy again, because it's not really an update. It's like more questions.
He just like came home and I was all depressed, and then his wife got pissed at him for caring, and because he was showing like, wow. It's like, that's your ex. Why do you care?
It sucks to put it that way.
I took it as like, how long has she had it? Does he have it?
Yeah, but just because you break up with someone doesn't mean you hate them, right? And wish them ill will.
I think the ones that broke up with me did.
Some people are,
what's not to though?
Some people are like that, where they just like, which I get it, I guess it's a clean break.
Yeah,
maybe you think you'll go back to those old feelings. I don't know.
Generally there's a reason why you break up, or you just grow apart,
or it can be that thing where he's like doing that,
don't have anything in common.
He's doing that life, that parallel universe thing. He's like, what if I had stayed with her and she had ended up getting HIV and was dying? Like, he might be thinking like, oh man, this would have been hard to go through.
I know, but forgive me, I would think, wow, do I need to be tested for
him? That's what I said. That's what I thought the whole call was about.
Like, is that something that lays dormant in your
dorm?
I would be kind of
naughty, like, bits.
What did you do? Or did
I don't
you
know.
Ever do any drugs?
Like, the thought of like, we all have shingles right now inside of us.
Oh yeah, basically, you will have shingles.
I had chicken pox too.
Well, that's how you get shingles.
I know.
And they don't look fun.
No.
Blisters on your back?
Oh. No. That's only...
probably down here, too. You know?
That's what
from
I...
shingles?
Oh, yeah.
It gives...
I didn't know.
Like...
what
do they call it now? Like jungle rot, I guess? Gangrene on your...
Your clam's going to look like an Opelio crab. You wait.
It turns your wang green, I think it says.
No, it doesn't. I like that. Wang green, I like that. Group.
I like that group. That was Wang Chung.
Oh. We both That's Maury's wife.
No MSG. Yes, Mike D. Thank you. I'm going to read you another.
Sad. I'm sorry.
Let's go to this one. This one's kind of one of those kind of, not frou-frou, but just kind of fun little whatevers. Hey, Rise Guys, I listen all the time. What is your favorite band? Fatboy, Mattman, and Paige. God, this sounds like Paige wrote it because they asked questions and then answered them.
Well,
mine is Korn. What was your favorite concert? Mine was Korn at the Bilo Center. Just curious, question mark. Amanda Panda from Easley, South Carolina. I appreciate you, first off, Amanda Panda, for I've asked people to, if they would, you know, write in where they're listening.
Yeah.
Good looking. I mean, hearing from Easley, you're like, all right, big deal. I like to hear the ones that are kind of like, wow, really?
Like, man, you're listening to us. And
you listen to us in
Sugar Tip,
Tucson, Arizona.
It's funny that people ask me that question all the time. What's my favorite band? I love a lot of them.
Yeah.
Korn's a good one, man, because it's a time and a place. Yeah. That's when new metal was new.
And generally it follows, why don't you play my favorite band? And I'm just like, I'm not the program director.
They won't let us pay Gore.
I get in trouble for playing Anthrax. Can't do it.
I mean, if you were to say like a band that you like most of their songs, I mean that's still even tough. Like the easy one would be Metallica, but like I think I'm deeper than that.
The Metallica, yeah. Metallica's good.
But I know, but it just seems like a generic answer. Plus, I'm not generic. I am the real prescription brand.
Yeah.
That's right. These big pharma.
Yeah. No, I'll take the generics. I'm fine with it.
That's not like a good measure of, like, some people would have a favorite band, but they'll just go to stuff.
Yeah.
Like they like to go. There was a band in town this past weekend. I didn't know who they were, but they were on the Bonnaroo ticket, and that was a redemption show for people who got Bonnaroo tickets and they canceled. They could buy those tickets dirt cheap.
Who was it?
I forgot the name of it. Uh-huh. It was one of these off-the-wall names. They were in town this past weekend, and they got a pretty good crowd. But some people just like going to stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they'll go just to go. Like, okay. But yes. Nobody would call them a favorite band because...
I would say, you know, my favorite singer definitely is Chris Cornell.
Yeah, he was good. He was good.
I mean, just because he was...
I feel like if you were... Like, if ghosts and all that stuff was, like, real, and, like, his ghost appeared in your bathroom, you would, like, if he was some kind of, what do they call it?
Apparition.
No, what is it they call it? It's the demon that will have sex with you to steal your soul. It's a type of demon.
Oh, what is that? They had one in Game of Thrones. Yeah. It was real hot, too. Yeah, but you...
Ah, foot.
But you remember, I've seen him when he was young. I know, like me, but like, and I saw him there and talked to
but
him.
But you get flustered talking about him still. Like, you're still like an old woman talking about James Dean.
I had a boyfriend at the time, the actor, and not I really star. Liked
Look at
him.
Her. Like, your glasses are fogging up right now. Have you manipulated yourself listening to some Audio Slave?
Probably.
Guy.
He wasn't asking you, first off.
That was for Fatboy. I'll get to you in a minute.
He was asking you. It wasn't even here.
Fat boy, people are texting in. Yours is easily U2. That's not true, is it?
It is. You went to what, Boston to see U2?
See, it changes. Yeah, it was a good show. If I had to pick one legit, I know that I don't want to rip off the email, but it probably would be Korn.
I like Korn too, man.
Because there were naked women Korn. Like going after each other Amanda. During that show.
But that one show for sure.
And Rob Zombie was there, and it was a good. Good ticket.
It was good.
I mean, as far as the performance of everything, Korn really nailed it. That was a great show.
My favorite concert, though, and again, you're going to say, oh, it's just the drugs talking. And you're probably right, but it was when I took acid and went to see Hootie and the Blowfish at Little John Coliseum.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that would have been good. Hootie on acid.
Easily a 200-pound woman on my shoulders, like most of the concert. And guess what? No.
Hootie saw you during the show and laughed. That's
Hootie
what
had a seagull on his shoulder.
And I'll never forget.
And he didn't.
I mean, the shows that we had, I never forgot Creed at Birthday Bash number two.
Oh, I forgot that one too.
That was freaking amazing. And Mark Tremonti, that's another person that I have a crush on.
They got flames on the stage. Creed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to change it to Creed. I'm going to change it.
You do.
Let's take a break because we'll give Paige time to recover down there. If you know what I'm talking about.
You hear
about
that mic moving around.
I know.
Plus, it's falling. Put your legs down. I can't help it.
My God. It shouldn't fall.
What are you talking about?
She's in the lotus position right now.
That's all I did last Wednesday was fix that sucker and put new graphics on the TV, which you'll see later.
That's
at some
all
point.
You did is fix this?
That ain't all I did, but that was some of what I did.
Like, do you...
I had to go take a dump.
He still has to come in when... Even if we're not here? Or he doesn't... I mean, do you have to, like, be on standby or whatever?
I'm what they call the first line of defense, buddy. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's something to be proud of.
Because I'm like, hey, Marcus is good. I'm like, I'm good, too. No, this is a working day for you, fatty. Show up as normal.
Well, yeah. But that's good, though. You keep the podcast and stuff going. I mean, that's awesome. Yeah, but you probably, like... I was going to say...
I can do that from home.
you're working, but you don't have to listen to me talking about cows and Paige talking about jewelry she found. And it's like an easy day, right?
I thought it was Greer High School over here. She's running a jewelry shop. You can come in and swap your chains out.
I keep being like a dick to her. I'm like, all right, Paige, that's awesome jewelry. And she's like, here, I was giving half of it to you. And I'm like, oh, well,
not to you, to your daughter.
Yeah, okay, she's going to get it. All right. She's got a birthday coming up soon.
Okay.
In January. All right, we will take a break. We come back. Let me feed you a good one here. We're going to a question that we asked is going to be answered. This starts off as a retired police officer, 25 years on the job.
Did you say retired?
Yes.
just check it out.
You can't say that word.
No. A while ago, you said leotard, and I was like, whoa, watch out now.
I didn't.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Go.
I think we're at a record now for most emails we've read during a mail sack in the 2025 year.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Mary Bay.
Dear Rise Guys, about the child predator stings people do. We were talking about, there was some actress that's being interviewed to promote some movie, and she said in her off time, she volunteers on this YouTube channel where they go and bust. It wasn't Perverted Justice.
No, I saw the clip, but it was Ariel Winter.
That's it. I was discussed, we all were, but I kind of brought to the table that I think too many people, and I don't mean get off, like that, but they it gets them. It's like people that like to go hunting or people that like to go fishing. It becomes kind of a thing. And then when you go rent a house and you've made it up to like a teenager's room and you went, but you're dressing like, I don't know. I don't think anything is, there's a little psychosis on both sides. In a sense.
Yeah, but the more I thought about it, the more I was like, I would like to play the part of a kid. On just Facebook posts only.
That sounded so creepy.
Just to type out some of the stuff you could type out to entrap a
See, it's usually with. What I've seen, it's usually women that are doing it. But if it's a guy, that just, it even is even creepier.
If you're the guy, the target.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you see some of these messages and be like, this is a little descriptive for, you know, somebody supposed to be 12 years old on Facebook?
Right.
Like, wouldn't you think something's up?
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of them probably scare a lot of them off, which is also good. But, like, what if we get down to it where kids have learned, or, you know, I mean, I'd love to wake up in a world where kids aren't being abducted and trafficked like Paige and her friends do and all these different things. But, I mean, it happens, and it's going to happen. But what if kids learn their lesson and stay put and stay off the internet, and then all the pedophiles are on there literally talking to other people pretending to be kids Just, I mean,
it's a vicious circle.
It's wild.
You know? And I'll ask again, local guy who does these things, what pictures are you using to get these guys?
Oh, is it
real curious
are
you, about
because that? Because you've been doing this before AI was on everybody's phone. So like,
because he'll put up a picture and then he'll put up his logo as the second picture that says busted, courtesy of so and so.
Lord God,
it's like, what are you using?
So that said, all that to say this email about the child predator stings people do. I don't remember that version. I remember NWO sting, Wolfpack sting, but I don't remember child predator sting.
He flies in from the rafters of the school.
He scoops up a kid and goes back up to the ceiling. My God. Parents are trying to, he gets the ball bat out.
Kevin Sullivan, rest in peace. Why did you never come up with that angle?
Taskmaster, you should have done that.
Because he was doing the booking for WCW. Was Sting ever pitched on child predator sting?
Child predator sting. Anyway,
Nash would kick, they're going to kick you out of the NWO, man. Sorry.
This guy says, I get the passion behind it, but me and a couple buddies tried doing one, and it backfired hard. This guy flipped it on us, and he ended up calling the cops on us. Said we were harassing him. We couldn't believe what was happening. Misspelled. Happening.
Y'all need to go back to school.
I'm not going to like most shows would read it as, you know.
Next time you email us, put a copy of your high school license.
Put it in your signature, Tipos, or because of my phone.
Tipos.
What?
We couldn't believe this was happening. We showed the cops the message exchange, and they didn't care. Cops told us if we kept messaging, we could catch a charge. I felt like the cops didn't care because they didn't do the bust. Whatever, though, I learned my lesson. Leave it to the professionals. P1, bussies? All right, you tell me.
Hang on a second.
B-U-S-S-E-E-S.
Yeah, that's
bussies.
That sounds like bussies. That sounds just like the famous gas station for sure.
Okay. Oh, that's, yeah, it's written, no, replace the C's with S's.
Yeah, bussies.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the cops
I got
turn,
some C's I'd like to replace with some S's.
The cops turn heel on them, man. That's messed up.
Now, on top of that, the one I quoted before we went to break.
Bussies.
the subject line, your conversation about online pedophile catchers. As a retired police officer with 25 years on the job, I understand the urge to go out and catch these monsters yourself. Trust me, I know what some of these people are capable of, but these amateur stings can go sideways really fast, kind of what we just heard about. I think the one thing people don't realize what they do is it's possible the person they come in contact with is already being investigated. That's not good because one wrong move, you end up messing up an ongoing investigation detectives have worked hard on. He said hard on. And the guy ends up walking. It may seem like police aren't doing anything, but trust you me, we know. We just can't tell you everything we're working on or what we know, but trust, we do. I would say to people, there is a process for a reason. If you suspect someone, gather the evidence, call the cops, and let them take it from there. Don't ever try to meet anyone. God bless. Uh-oh. Don't ever try to meet anyone on way weir.
What?
A-N-W-Y?
Look.
W-E-R?
He's a cop, not an English teacher.
For anything, just be smart about it. Frank, a.k.a. P went off the job.
That is a good cop name.
Frank?
Frank.
Yeah.
Work
last name's got to be Drebin, though. Yeah, it got hard on in a conversation about child trafficking. That was fun. I laughed on it, too.
That's going to be hard to top, child predator sting.
Yeah, I popped on the hard on. Yikes. Yeah, so I agree with that. Because there could be ongoing investigations, and they also have to... That's got to be another thing, too. Like, what if it's a bot? Like, what if they end up working all this time and it's a bot?
Does P-Word Justice have bots that will engage with you and then report back? Like,
it was
as a kid?
B-Word. It was boosies.
I don't know why I ask. Everything's a bot now. Boosies.
Boosies.
Goodness. That's too much.
That's close to the famous Fustin character, Donissy.
Oh, God.
Oh, Frank.
Frank Drebin. Yeah. Leave it to the professionals. But, you know, it's like I haven't watched it in a long time. I watched it, like, I got back on it like most people did during COVID, like live PD and cops and all that stuff. And then, they, you know, they banned cops for, not the actual cops. They tried to defund them, but the show. They got rid of it for a while. They're like, you know what? We shouldn't video everything right now. And it went away for a while. They brought it back. And
I never saw the local episodes.
But how many times when you're in your car and you see somebody run a red light or turn on red and when they're not supposed to, or black, you're like, my God, I wish I was a cop right now. I would pull this person over. Even though I'm not going to get the money off the ticket, I'm going to have to get out of my car. And you know, I would love to be an amateur cop in that way.
Does Child Predator Sting have a members only jacket and like a short bowl haircut? He's definitely got glasses, right? He's got to have glasses.
Why don't go the glasses? You mean like readers?
Yeah,
not like black glasses or nothing.
He's got the ones that split with a magnet in the middle. Oh,
remember how like that happened when Sting was doing that same thing? He was wearing the trench coat, and that's right when the Columbine stuff happened.
Oh, yeah, he called a lot of hell for that.
And they were like, oh, you're, it's like, dude, he's been wearing the trench coat for like 6 months. He won't come down.
Nope.
That was one of those bits where I'm like, God bless it. If he don't come down this week.
Or Paige, because he was, you up looked in the rafters, first.
And you knew they were in a different building each and every Monday. So he didn't just stay in them same rafters. He got on an airplane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Flew in, climbed back up in the rafters, and just wouldn't come down.
He's in the rafters of the airplane, like this is where he hung out. It's like, get his ass down here. See some Sting, by God. That's why we came.
Boy. Boy, oh, man.
We came to see Child Predator Sting.
Here's what we will do. I'm looking ahead till tomorrow. There's a bunch of people texting in wanting to call in some objections, I would say is the best way to word this, about the, not our bit, the Child Predator Sting, the wrestling thing.
Oh, yeah, because that's funny.
People that are doing this on their own, because this guy says, two words for y'all, volunteer firemen.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't argue with it. It is two words. Yeah, and I get your point. But that's, you're still under some kind of jurisdiction.
I'm not smart enough to explain the difference, but there is one.
Yeah. And are you allowed to be a fireman if you've ever said that you wouldn't piss on your worst enemy if they were on fire?
Exactly.
Plus, I don't know that you could be sworn in the brotherhood.
It depends on if, you know, they have a sisterhood, public paid people, fire department.
Sure.
That's why they got the towers. So you can go up real high and get a good arc on it.
Is that what it is?
That's how they train. Really? So, cooking chili, cutting hair.
Which one was pissing on the Chevy logo? Is that Calvin or Hobbs?
Oh, my God.
I forgot. I think it was Beetle Bailey, wasn't it?
No, Beetle Bailey.
Yeah, it was one of them. One of your famous comic strips.
He's on something.
He's on something. We're about to be
on that lane.
He's on that scissor up. Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
Oh, my gosh.
I was going to check in with you and see what was going on.
I'm so glad you did, because we can talk about what people really want out of their job and why lonely people may be living a bit longer. All that more coming up in your Rise Guys.
She's working on her own like version of Antwerp over here with her diamonds and chains and whatnot flying around.
I mean, like if you walked in here, you would think, oh, God, she's selling jewelry now.
I would think I walked into, you know, I'll wait for last gold to pop out from a corner somewhere and ask me how much I'd really take for it. Like, I feel like I'm in a pawn shop somewhere.
I don't sell it. I give it away.
You got any Savorsky crystals, as the chick said?
Savorsky. Do you have any Ron Jaworski crystals?
No, sir.
This is the Rise Guys. Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.